With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senators have convened for a lengthy votorama, during which time lawmakers can offer an unlimited number of amendments. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the bill reins in unsustainable expansions to state Medicaid rolls.
The expansion population is 90% paid for by the federal taxpayers. And so what do states do? They game the system to get more federal money. They add more people to the rolls. And so you have people on the rolls today who are here illegally, and people on the rolls here today who are not eligible for this program, and you have people here today for whom there is in that program for whom there's no work requirement. And so what this does, it makes some reform.
Kansas Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas shares how the GOP mega bill strengthens and preserves Medicaid for those who need it the most.
We're going to make sure that your seniors and nurses, that pregnant women, that children, that people on disabilities have Medicaid in the future. We are fiscally making Medicaid more sound.
A victim of the Boulder, Colorado anti-Semitic attack has died.
Authorities say that Karen Diamond died as a result of the injuries she suffered in the June 1st attack in Boulder, Colorado. Mohammed Sabri Solomon faces dozens of charges. Those charges now include first-degree murder. Prosecutors say Solomon threw Molotov cocktails while yelling Free Palestine, injuring a dozen people and a dog. Solomon is facing over 100 years in prison if convicted. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The man charged with stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in November of 2022 accepts a plea deal that will drop the death penalty. Brian Koberger accepted that deal that took the death penalty off the table in exchange for him pleading guilty to committing the four murders. He'll be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences, waives all right to appeal. The victims' families are furious. This is SRN News. American parents are not the only ones concerned about school books.
During the pandemic, moms and dads in this country got a closer look at what their kids were reading in class, and some of it shocked them. Numerous books promoting the LGBT lifestyle, some of them pornographic, being given to kids right down to elementary school. Well, now parents in Canada are discovering the same thing and are mobilizing, too. Many of the same books are being used north of the border, and demands are being made for that to stop. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Czech authorities have detained five teenagers for being radicalized online by ISIS and charged two of them with trying to set fire to a synagogue. Lawmen say most of the suspects are under 18. They were detained as a result of an international investigation that began last year. The five are accused of promoting hateful content on social media against Jewish people. This is SRN News. Republican Congressman Don Bacon announced Monday that he would not seek re-election in 2026, opening what would likely be a competitive race for Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District. Bernie Bennett has this report.
Bacon said in a statement, quote, "After consultation with my family and much prayer, I've decided not to seek re-election in 2026 and will fulfill my term in the 119th Congress through January 2nd, 2027. Bacon's decision to retire creates an open seat in one of the most competitive congressional districts in the country. The 2nd Congressional District was won by Kamala Harris in 2024, and Democrats want a shot at it. The House Republican campaign arm emphasized it continues to feel confident that Republicans will maintain their hold on Bacon's seat. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A federal judge in Tennessee has ruled that Kilmer Garcia will stay in jail for now over concerns from his lawyers that he could be deported if he's released. The judge was preparing to release him. More details at srnnews.com.